The word today is ear. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. God has designed our bodies with such fantastic capabilities. Our ears are important for assessing the safety of our surroundings and for learning. The ear is the organ of faith. God speaks to us in His Word, the Bible, and we are to listen to Him. He asks us to trust what He tells us, and we respond with faith. Here to discuss this wonderful topic further is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Ear.
Let's play a game of finish the phrase. I'm going to start a phrase, and then you see if you can supply the ending of the phrase. He who has ears to hear. What would the ending of that phrase be? One more time. He who has ears to hear. If you guessed it, the ending of the phrase is, let him hear. So the entire thing would be, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now the next question is, who said that? Yes, it was Jesus. And it was one of his favorite phrases that he used in order to warn people or to urge people that they should pay careful attention and that it was universal truth, the idea being that all humans were designed to have ears, so we should pay attention to what God has said. And specifically today, I encourage you to pay attention to what Jesus has said. I remember when I was going through my training in the seminary, there was a professor who said, the ear is the organ of faith. What did he mean by that? Normally, we trust our eyes an awful lot. Some people have even said, seeing is believing, as though they won't believe in anything they can't see in front of them. But the ear is the organ of faith. The professor meant that God asks us to put our trust in Him based on what He has told us, not on what we see around us, but on what He has said. It's very similar to a parent talking to a young child. The child is supposed to listen to what the parent says and trust it and act accordingly. The ear is an amazing thing. It's actually built of millions upon millions of little machines. In fact, our entire body is composed of billions of tiny machines. They're so small that they cannot be seen with a regular microscope because they're smaller than the wavelength of light. They have to use special types of microscopes in order for people to see these. And sometimes these objects are so small that they have to make simulations of them because they're so tiny. And all of these little teeny machines are working together in order to build our organs of our body, our eyes, our ears, our skin. All of us are comprised of tons of little machines. This shows that we were definitely designed because all of these little microscopic biological machines work in harmony together, just like maybe a hospital works together with all of its workers, or perhaps a construction site with all of its workers and different types of equipment. The ear was designed to receive, and then our brain can interpret the sound and make sense of it. We are supposed to listen to what God says and to interpret it and to trust it. Now, there's a lot of things that are being said in the world today, and some of them are not very trustworthy. Like, for instance, there is hearsay. There's things you hear circulated. things that people suggest are true and beneficial, but are they? They're not always. For instance, there's hearsay, rumors regarding big gambling, the lotto. I can't speak for all other countries of the world when it comes to the statistics. I'm going to have to use the United States where this is referencing, and the odds of the big lotto in the United States, the big gambling jackpot, to win is 1 in 292 million. Now, to put that into perspective, you are more likely, actually 4 times more likely to die in an auto accident traveling 1 mile or about 1.5 kilometers. The Powerball is designed so that the odds are very, very low for people to win. And yet, there are advertisements as though this is going to change your life. It's going to make you rich. The answer is no. Exceptionally few people will have changed lives. The vast, vast majority will be wasting their money, and they'll be worse off for wasting it. In other words, there's very, very few winners and lots of losers, despite all the advertising suggesting that you can be a winner. Here's more hearsay about aliens. As though aliens are being discovered, or that there's a possibility of life in space. We know this is not true. The reason we know it is because in the lab it has already been shown that life does not come from non-life. If there are any other beings out there, it's because the Lord God made them. But we haven't been told anything about this in the scriptures. So all of this talk about finding life on Mars, finding life on another planet, already has been shown to be wrong because we have demonstrated in the lab that life does not come from non-life. So these are examples of hearsay or rumors that go around. But then there is an exceptionally valuable statement, information that God has given, and that's in the scriptures. When God says something, it's not hearsay or rumor, it's inspiration. That means it's his very words that are given to us in order to have faith and life eternal. In Hebrews chapter 1, it says of faith, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was made not out of what was visible." And in verse 6 it says, "And without faith it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." Faith is trusting what the Word of God, the Bible, has told us. And what it tells us is that this world is not accident. This world is not the result of evolution. This world is a creation, and we are God's creations. The Bible teaches us that God loved humanity so much that even though we are tainted and corrupted by sin, he gave us a Redeemer, Jesus, who went to the cross, taking our sins to the cross, the guilt of our sins, so that we could be forgiven and that we could have a resurrection to life eternal in his name. That's good news. That's what the message of the Gospels are telling you. And I hope that you will listen to it. And by listen, I mean not only hear it or not only understand it, but that you will use it, appropriate it in your life. One thing that's important is that the starting base for faith is not the cross of Jesus. The starting of faith for the Christian is the creation. Hebrews 11, verse 3 says, "By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what is visible." The book of Genesis teaches us that the Lord God is the engineer, the designer, the creator of this universe, and that he spoke it into being. We are asked to accept that by faith. God is telling us how he did it, and we are asked to believe it. You need to accept the creation of this world if the cross of Jesus is going to mean anything to you. It does not fit with evolution, and a lot of people are confused about this. They think, well, couldn't God have used evolution? And the answer is no. He had no reason to do so. An almighty, infinite, all-powerful God does not need to use accident and chaos in order to make life. And he doesn't need billions of years to do it either. We can trust what the scriptures say about the creation. And then we can trust what the scripture, the Bible, says about our redemption, our salvation through Jesus. One thing that's important about faith is it's confidence insofar as we have the evidence, insofar as we have the knowledge, we trust, just like the parent trusting, or excuse me, the little child trusting the parent. And that's why it says here that faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. We haven't seen everything that God has done, but he's shown us enough so that we can have a high degree of confidence and trust in it. We see the beauty of the design of creation. We see the message of Jesus and the history of Jesus coming to save us as recorded in the Bible. And with these things, we can have trust and confidence in God. It's a wonderful thing to have assurance that you are loved, forgiven, saved by the Lord. And I would like you to have that trust and confidence today. Put your trust in the Word of God. It's not hearsay or rumor. It's truth, and it's based on science. We can see it is solid. So trust in the words of the Bible and trust in Jesus Christ, who has come to be your Savior and Redeemer.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.